Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all of those here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kino will be very ably manning the chat room, so you can log in, and if you have a question or comment that you would like addressed on the air, please feel free to pass that on to her, and she'll make sure that I get it. So, today, agreeing to disagree. There was a wonderful quote from a Dilbert cartoon that said, when you find a big kettle of crazy, it's best not to stir it. I love that, because often we find ourselves stirring things that we really shouldn't be stirring with people who we're pretty much already convinced that they're not going to change their mind. It's a fact of life that occasionally we're going to be in a conflict with others. And those odds go up if those others are people who are close to us. Today we're going to be looking at how conflict can become a healthy exchange of ideas that can actually lead to a win-win scenario. So think about the last time that you had one of those conflicts with someone, whether it was over a political issue, a religious issue, a social issue, leaving the toilet seat up, squeezing the toothpaste from the center, towels being on the floor, whatever it is that the conflict came in with. Understand that the actual source of the conflict was somewhere further up the line. We all have those days where, you know what, stuff happens and we go, yeah, whatever, it's like water off a duck's back. And there are those other days where the slightest trigger of any one of our buttons sends us spinning into a full-blown confrontation mode. Often I call this one of my, oh, heck no, I am not going to deal with this, and somebody is going to deal with my discomfort. You know, you get those days where it's just really easy to set you off. So when we talk about going into conflict, be real clear as to why you're going into the conflict. Take a moment to take a look at really what has aggravated you. And this is a really interesting practice to get into. And I've started doing it, you know, I started doing that years ago, where the first question I ask is, where does this live in me? My mom once said that what irritates people the most about other people are those qualities that they really don't want to deal with within themselves. So keeping that in mind, okay, is this person triggering me based on what they're doing or based on something that I'm having to deal with in myself? Often when that becomes your first response, or at the very least, have it in the top three responses from, you know, excuse me to, oh, I don't think so, then maybe third in the line, you go, wait, okay, gut check. Is this really about what they're doing or is it about something else? Because all is fair in love and war, and it's not fair to take it out on somebody who really was not the source. So, first, we do gut check, figure out what's going on. Second, take a look at the person that you're in that conflict with. What is their body telling you? How are they holding themselves? Study them. All of these things that we're going to be talking about today are ways to begin to diffuse a situation. If, you know, you start off at level one where something is like, eh, no problem, and level 10 is, oh, somebody's going to be on the news. How about we intercede somewhere around 4 or 5 and say, okay, I'm not happy. This does not work for me. Let me take a look at what is it that I'm really dealing with. So look at the person you're dealing with. What are they going through? Where is their anger coming from? Maybe one person made a comment which set the other person off, which caused a boomerang response of, well, all I was saying or all I was doing, or don't put words in my mouth. That ends up starting that whole cycle of the downward spiral of communication, which ends up bottoming out with either people screaming at each other or not speaking to each other. So let's see if we can figure out a way to cut that momentum and bring it around to a place of, one, ownership of what it is that you're dealing with, and two, figuring out how to make this a win-win situation. Now, win-win does not automatically mean both of you are happy. It may mean that both of you are equally unhappy, therefore, it's a draw. Let's talk about when people get into political discussions. It is often a great way to send a room into epic levels of discomfort when two people in the room suddenly start adamant political disagreements. Now, a healthy exchange of ideas is a good thing. It helps keep us on our toes. It helps us to be able to be certain in what we believe, because if we believe something and no one ever conflicts it, then, you know, it's all well and good, but we don't get that other perspective. When people come to me and disagree with me and, you know, present their evidence as to why I'm so terribly wrong, it is an opportunity to choose between one of two things for me. It's an opportunity for me to choose to go there and get toe-to-toe with somebody who I know for a fact, no matter what I say, they're going to have their own opinion, or at least they're going to express their own opinion. I cannot change their mind, their heart, or their perspective. I accept that within myself. And if I come from the point of view of understanding that, then I can decide whether or not it's worth it to me to get into the disagreement, or whether it's just worth it to say, oh, well, you know, agree to disagree. You have your opinion, I've got mine, and neither one of us are changing it. So how about we have some pie? Because I do so love pie. But if it's a battle that you want to choose, if you've got somebody who is spouting some stuff and you go, whoa, 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 okay, we need to clear up some things here. You know, maybe they don't have the information that you do. Maybe they've got more information than you do. The only way you're going to find out is by actually taking a look at what they have to say. Because often when people get really agitated, like I said, whatever was the final trigger was not the first. If somebody just turns around and goes off on you for no particular reason and you honestly do not understand what you could have done to set it off, you probably didn't. That particular explosion had its foundations long before you came into the discussion. And it really is an empowering piece to come into these discussions, to come into these disagreements from a place of choice. There's choosing action and there's reacting. Make it your practice to do your best. I won't say try, because then it gets into that whole, there is no try, there is only do. Okay, let's just say do your best to cut your reflex to respond. You know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if somebody throws a whole bunch of negativity at you, the initial instinct is for negativity to go back. Have it be from a place of choice. If you're going to match energy for energy, have it be because you chose to, not because you just flew off the handle. And sometimes when you come from that more balanced place and it's like, really? Oh, that's a real interesting perspective you got there. Can't say that I agree with it. You come from a place that does not match their energy, then usually they're going to do one of a couple of things. They're going to try to increase their energy to provoke you into matching their energy and being as loud and whatever as they are, or it's going to deflate them. It's going to take some of that energy away. And an invitation to express themselves, you cannot believe how often that disarms people. I've been involved in many different political discussions, and when it just reaches that place of, you know what, this person is just going to spin out until they've had their say, I just look at them and say, you know what, I don't agree with your perspective, but I would like to understand why you feel the way you feel, so can you explain it to me? Can you imagine going into an argument with somebody and they tell you they want to hear what you have to say and then actually wait for you to say it? How would that change your perspective? How would that change how you feel? Would you feel validated? Would you feel that, well, at least this person wants to hear me out? Because in the end, a lot of times, you know, whether it's us being on the giving end or the receiving end, we all really just want to be heard. We all want to believe that our opinions, our thoughts matter. And, yeah, they may not be popular opinions or thoughts. And they may be, you know, really something that you fundamentally disagree with. And it may even be something that angers you. Hold on to it. Really hear them out. Don't go into that place of confrontation. Because you know what? You may not agree with everything they say, but there may be a couple of things, there may be a couple of points of common ground. It's like, okay, we can both agree on this. I hear what you're saying. And yeah, it just doesn't work for me. But I understand it, and I will defend to the death your right to say what you have to say. It's just, you know, it doesn't work for me. Sometimes that's easier than others. If something triggers you on a deep, fundamental level, maybe something that triggers up old pain inside of you, an old emotional wound, oh, yeah, that's going to come out like gangbusters. Or if you look at somebody and they're getting really passionate and really intense, I mean, almost to the point of tears. Have you ever seen somebody get into a place of defending something and you can almost see their eyes welling up? That is a very clear sign that that has nothing to do with what's going on in that moment. That person is reliving another moment from another time that causes them a lot of pain. And maybe they don't even realize it. They just feel they're defending themselves. Maybe their opinion gets them picked on. Maybe their opinion gets them, you know, worse than that. Sometimes you speak your mind or you just want to be who you are and people just jump on you about it. First thing I'd say is start hanging around with different people. Now, if you were born into the family, yeah, that's going to be a really tough thing. But there's always the power of choice. The power of choice is amazing because it takes us out of that place of reflex. It takes us out of that place of I'm spinning out, I can't control it, and I am now trapped in this cycle of aggravation with another person. And maybe it's the person close to you. Maybe it's someone that you really want to say something else to, but for some reason you can't. So when the opportunity comes up to let some of that energy out, no matter what the topic is, you're going to go for it. Or if it's somebody who really needs to say something to you, but they're not saying what they really need to say, so they're going to say something else and put that energy behind it. There are very few opportunities where we have a chance to really fundamentally change someone's point of view. Usually people are going to stay pretty well planted in their viewpoint. What you have an excellent chance to do, what we all have an excellent chance to do, is change the way the game is played. To remove that place of, I am personally, emotionally invested in this, to that degree. I mean, political discussions, yes, they can be passionate and they can have many passionate topics. And in the end, the argument that you get into is not going to change the process itself. You're addressing one person who is holding an opinion. You're not addressing the machine. You're not addressing the overall political viewpoint. All you're doing is having an exchange with one person who believes as adamantly about what they're doing as you believe in what you're doing. Everybody's got their own viewpoint. Everybody's got their own perspective. And until we reach a place where we can consider the road that someone else has walked that got them to the opinion that they're in, you know, we don't know. We don't know why that person is so staunchly defending that particular viewpoint. But to understand that it's their right to do so. You just decide whether or not you want to play in that particular playground. We can each make a choice as to how much we need to invest in something. A friend of mine said that whenever he was in traffic and he would be aggravated by something another driver did, he would force himself to say, well, bless their heart. And he'd do it with like this southern accent. Oh, bless their heart. And it may seem silly, and it may seem a foolish thing, but for him, it allowed him to take it out of that place of, you jerk, you know, you cut me off. I'm going to follow you and honk at you, and I'm going to pull up beside you and wait for a chance that I can cut in front of you and slam on my brakes. Ha, ha, ha. Won't that make me feel better? That's road rage, my friends. And when we get caught up in, I have been devalued or disrespected, so that person's going to pay for it. It may have been that they didn't even notice you. It may have been, you know, any one of many, many stories as to why that particular scenario happened. The issue is not what they did, but what you're going to do with it. Can we bring a little bit less aggravation into the world? Now, I believe in light and shadow in all things. And aggravation has its light side because it will trigger us to take action when we should take action. If something does not seem right and we want to take that on, great. But make it a choice. Not only to choose to react, but to choose how much energy you need to put into it. Does it need that level of intensity? Because if you're bringing up that level of intensity, more than likely there's more to the story than what you're acknowledging as, you know, that really bad triggering event. How do we make this a win-win? We make it a win-win by realizing that every single being that we deal with is a divine being having a human experience. For those who see life as this constantly rejuvenating cycle through reincarnation or through whatever. And the idea that, you know, we keep coming back in life until we learn the things that we're meant to learn. How can we learn it if nobody aggravates us? How can we learn peace if we don't have to deal with finding peace within ourselves? That person, and one of my favorite phrases for it, that my oldest son came out with, and he is amazing. He's, you know, both my sons are tremendously amazing. My oldest son has this really cool dry humor, and he will look at somebody and say, hey, I'm just giving you a chance to practice getting over yourself. And it is interesting to take that phrase and go, okay, wait a minute. Do I need to learn to get over myself here? Is this an opportunity for me to practice that? We all have moments when we need to get over ourselves. And often when we get into that aggravation tit-for-tat mode, we don't realize in the moment the price we're paying for it. Some people believe that when, you know, it's like, well, you know, they were just angry when they said it. In my mind, when people are angry, that's when they're the most honest, because they're not using that filter, that politically correct, I don't want to hurt anybody filter. When people get that angry, that filter goes out the window. And that's when they're the most honest. And when we're being our most honest, is when we really need to be careful, because things that are said in those moments, you can't take back. You can apologize. You can try to figure it out, but you can't take them back. And are we all going to say those things in that moment of aggravation? Yes. Are we going to go into that judgment place of, you know what, they deserve this? Okay, we all go there sometimes. Just don't pitch a tent. Don't make that the reflex and then try to use, well, I was just angry. There is no excuse. There are reasons. But just being angry is not an excuse to put something out that you really didn't mean to. We make it a win-win by understanding that everybody's got a bad day. We make it a win-win by understanding that we are not going to always agree, and that that's okay, because it makes each one of us, well, it makes us more compassionate. You come up on somebody who's reacting because of a really bad day, think about all those days that you reacted because you were having a bad day. And maybe at some point, one person either cut you some slack or said, wow, that's really intense for you. Are you okay? Are you all right? I am so sorry you're going through that. You want to create win-win? Kick up that empathy. See that maybe someone is reacting strongly because there's some deep hurt. And just by saying, wow, you feel, it's obvious you feel really, really strongly about this, and it's a very intense thing for you. Are you okay? You know, I didn't mean to aggravate you, but, you know, is there something you want to talk about around this? Because I'll listen. Make it a win-win by realizing nobody wins and nobody loses. You know, no one side can do that. It's either you both are able to walk away, maybe knowing a little bit more about a topic than you thought you did, or two people walking away with extreme agitation, not only at each other, but holding on to energy that they're going to let loose on the next person. Righteous indignation is not the way to go. Well, I know I'm right. Okay. No one else is ever going to know, because no one else is going to listen. Speak from the perspective of wanting to really be heard. Loud does not make right. Soften your voice. Look at it from more than one perspective and listen. Win-win is a part of listening and really hearing and looking at somebody in the eye and saying, you know what? I see where you're coming from. I still don't agree with you, but thank you for clarifying to me why you feel the way you do. And I get it. And you know what? Maybe they'll do the same thing for you. Maybe they will be able to open that doorway to communication, which means that the next person they talk to, maybe it doesn't have to go to level 10. Maybe it can stay a healthy exchange of ideas. Because that's where we learn. You know, we don't need to go into a huge place of conflict for everything. Figure out how to gauge how much energy you need to put in. If it's something big and things do come along that we really need to draw the line on, but don't come from anger. Come from strength. Come from conviction. And always consider maybe there's something you don't know. Find out. Work at it. It doesn't come easy. I know that. And some days it's a lot easier to be in that level place of the sacred witness. Because even when you're having a conflict with someone, you can still stand as a sacred witness. Because if they're that intense, they're going through something. And be that sacred witness for yourself. Because if you're feeling that intense, find that place within you to go, wait a minute, is this really about that? Or what is really triggering me? Sometimes we can ask ourselves, okay, this is upsetting me. Why? Well, because they're disrespecting me. Okay, being disrespected upsets me. Why? Because I've been disrespected in the past. Well, that upsets me. Why? Because maybe there are times when I don't feel good about myself, and it's like, when being disrespected by someone else, it hits those places of my insecurity. And that upsets me. Why? Because maybe they're right, and maybe I shouldn't be listened to, and it's really hard for me to stand up for myself. So it comes down to, it wasn't about being disrespected, it was about not feeling safe. What does that conflict mean? What does that energy mean? If you can find a way to look at it, maybe we can find a way to be gentler with not only each other, but with ourselves. So seek the win-win, because sometimes the best win-win is just walking away and agreeing to disagree. Well, thank you for once again joining me for this half hour. I will be back next Thursday at the same time. If you have any questions that you would like me to address and you'd like to email me, you can email me at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com, and I'll be happy to answer. You can find out more about me and the work I do at www.the-healing-house.com, which is my website. So, until next time, I wish you all peace and the ability to choose. And maybe if it doesn't work so well, keep at it, because it's worth it. Find peace within yourself. Find peace in the world around you. I wish you balance and blessings. And I will be logging into the chat room right after the show. So if anybody has any questions, you can join me there. In the meantime, until we get together again, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing Food. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. See you next time. Bye-bye.